You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Psalm 119 and verse 136. Rivers of waters run down my eyes because they keep not thy law. Have you been concerned with the level of disobedience that you see in the body of Christ? The psalmist says, rivers of waters run down my eyes because they keep not thy word or thy law. They keep not thy word. As at the time he was writing, there was the temple, there was the law of Moses, and people were not living by it. And this man goes home every day weeping and crying. If this is how a man cried because people did not keep the law, how do you feel when you see that they do not keep the words of Jesus? In fact, we have pastors, preachers on our pulpit that are even acting, preaching contrary to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, he that hears the sayings of mine and do it. How do you feel seeing that the word of Jesus is not being done? Does it bother you? Does it concern you? Nobody paid this man to cry. Imagine if you invited a man like this to come and preach. You think he's coming there to talk about money? You think that is what is in his heart? A man that has spent his night weeping because people have refused to follow the word of the Lord. A lot of our believers today have not experienced a preacher that carries burden before the Lord. Not a professional preacher, but a preacher that weeps every day before God because of the level of disobedience, decadence that is practiced in what we are calling churches today. You know, God didn't commission anybody to weep for him. But today we are reading about it. You know, this was an actual event that happened. That at a time in history, there was a man that was crying every day. Look at what he said. He said, rivers of water. That's not small tears. That's somebody who is truly concerned about God. And that's why the Bible described him as a man after the heart of God. What is it that makes you cry? Is it money? Is it visa? Is it marriage? What is it that is making you cry? Is it having a child? But somebody is crying because people will not do the word of the Lord. Today, rather than weep because men will not do the word of the Lord, we have become supporters and defenders of people who are preaching against Christ. They are telling you that you should pray for your enemies to die. Jesus said, love your enemies. But you will defend that ministry. You will defend that man. How would you weep? When was the last time you go to bed sad because people are not following Christ? When was the last time you were genuinely concerned? You see, these men, they loved God. They cared about God. Today, we seem to only care about ourselves. People are not concerned with God, for God. It's like today is very rare for you to find men that cares about God. Paul said every man cares about his own thing. When he was speaking about Timothy, he said, I have no man like him who will naturally look after you, for every man cares about their own thing, not the things of Christ. Where are we going to find men that cares about Jesus? As long as life is going smooth for you, do you care? Does it bother you? You are now in America. You have food on your table. What else is your problem again? You feel you are okay, right? It does not bother you what is going on with the name of Jesus. Whether the name of Jesus is being trampled or not, doesn't bother you. The fact that Jesus died for people, yet those people have not heard the gospel, it doesn't bother you because you are comfortable. That was what happened in the days of Zechariah, rather,
where they were building their own houses, but nobody cared about the temple. And God had to send prophet Haggai to go and speak to them that you people dwell in your own fine houses, but nobody cared about the house of the Lord. In fact, they were saying it is not yet time to build the house of the Lord. You are so glad that you now have comfort. You drive a very brand new car. You have a lovely house. And that's all that matters to you. Whether they are teaching children now to become Antichrist, it doesn't bother you. It's not something you take to God in the place of prayer. It doesn't matter to you. Whether there are no Christian teachers to teach CRK again in our school, only IRK, it doesn't bother you. It doesn't concern you. Because you are okay. Because you are comfortable. But the psalmist said, rivers of water run down my eyes. Where are the rivers of waters for the glory of God? Where are the tears that is not for the material things of this world, but for God, for Jesus? Where are those tears for Jesus? Are you concerned that people have become legalistic and religious and worldly and they've forsaken Christ? Does it bother you that it's no longer about Jesus, but about men? Does it bother you? All you want is your own safety. That's why you went to UK. All you want is your own comfort. That's all you care about. Nothing bothers you anymore. But you know, remember what they told to Esther. Don't think because you are in king's house, you will also be saved. Don't think because you are in king's house, you will be saved. Where is your tears? God is looking for this kind of tears. Not tears for bread. Not tears for money. Tears for God. Men who care so much about God that they weep deeply. Like John Knox said, give me Scotland or I die. Where are those kind of prayers today? About men that are genuinely committed to the purpose of God. Where are those men of God today? Not the one that are telling you that if you want to rise financially, bring 1,000 pounds. All these thieves on our pulpit. God is looking for men that will weep for his glory. Men that will cry for the glory of Jesus. Where are they today? Does it concern you? Does it bother you? Does it bother you? I was checking a proposal that we proposed about 5 or 6 years ago to preach the gospel to Fulani people, to put it on radio. You know, they always carry radio. They are mostly in the western region of Africa. They are mostly in West Africa. And they are in the bush always with their radio. The brother sent me the document again this year, 2026, July. So I checked it and now saw that as at that time, the entire budget was not up to $1,000. In fact, in Naira, it was about 950,000 Naira. And there was a complaint that there was no money. 950,000 Naira for a whole church to simply put messages in Fufude language for Fulani people. I was there when the proposal was presented, and I supported it, and I said the church should go ahead with it. But eventually they killed it. About 6 years ago, I told the brother to send me again. I reviewed it and now saw that, wow, so this was the amount. An amount that today I've seen people, they can spend it on frivolities in a moment. Just a moment. But does it bother them? We left the meeting and went to our houses and slept. Because the things of the Lord didn't bother us. He didn't move our heart. God is looking for these rivers of tears, rivers of waters that will run down just for the name of the Lord, just for the glory of the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.